Thank you. Have your way in our midst. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. Can we honor him in the spirit? Can we talk to him in the spirit? Your presence. Lama gari boshin dalama. Lebelele bokuri amazan dalaba. Shendelele bokuri amazan dalaba. Rama gari abalama shendelele. Sandalaba gari amazan dalaba. Lama galaba Lama gari abahi Your presence. Maria Baliba Jintara Balaba Ibe Le Bokuria Maria Lava Jintiri Bokuria Lava You are Yahweh
You are Yahweh I'll sing Hosanna to the one who never ends, the one who was and is to come, Jehovah, the mighty great I am. You are Jehovah. You fight my battle and I hold my peace. I don't need to worry, I don't need to fight again. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of God. Invincible God, there is none like you. Ancient King, you are worthy to be praised. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
Can we worship him in tongues? Can we just worship him in tongues? Mighty man,
Ekueme,
Ekueme.
You are the living God. There is no one like you. Ekueme. Ekueme. You are the living God.
You are the living God. Oh,
yes.
Mighty name we have prayed. Have your seat, brethren. Everything about us when we give our life to Christ is supernatural. Everything. We are not supposed to live the normal life. We are not supposed to be natural. We are not supposed to live the ordinary life. Men are supposed to see us and know that there is something different about us. We have been born again by the Spirit of the Lord, and the Spirit should be supreme above our soul and our body. We explained that last week. But this week, what I want to let you know is that if we live below the supernatural, we are not living at all. Because everything about the kingdom and about us is supernatural. Everything. Everything. A Christian that is not living in the supernatural is wasting away. Is wasting their resources. that God has given is living below power, is wasting grace, is making the Holy Spirit of no effect, is degrading God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Everything about our Father is supernatural, and we are meant to be supernatural. Remember last week I showed you there are chicken, there are birds, and there are eagles. They are all birds. That's the same way in Christian, there are normal people, they are carnal, and they are the spiritual people. But we want the supernatural to be the minimum standard for everybody in this church and in the faith. Minimum standard of a supernatural. You carry yourself like a representative of God on earth. You have to learn how to live within two realms. You are natural and you are supernatural, spiritual. You make the supernatural above the natural. Have you seen a Nigeria that has been naturalized as an American before? Nigerians have a second citizenship. Do you know, we were coming from Ogomansho, from Liberia to Abuja. And I was coming, my brother and my sister-in-law. My brother was using his Nigerian passport, but my sister-in-law was using the American passport. So when we got to the airport in Ilori, I was not collecting everybody's passport to clear them. So when they were clearing, and the guy saw the blue passport, hey, the guy shouted, "Oga, Chema takini for me. Ah, saloni passport. Will you sell this for me? Who is the owner of this passport?" He wanted to see the owner of that passport out of all of us. We became ordinary. She became supernatural. When you give your life to Christ, you have changed. You belong to two realms. That's why Nigeria allows dual citizenship. You are on earth, but you are heavenly. You must learn. Maybe we'll come in the future. Maybe next week you come and teach. How do you live between the two realms? How can you be heavenly and be earthly? How do you manage it? How do you live it? Brethren, you are not ordinary. Everything about you is supernatural. Listen to me. Number one, it takes the supernatural to be born again. When you are born again, John chapter 3 verse 5 says, "To sort that is born of flesh is flesh, flesh, and the one that is born of a spirit is spirit." Listen, in simple terms, before you came to this earth, you were born of flesh and you are of a flesh. You have the human nature. God breathed into you. The life you are breathing is the normal life that human beings breathe. You are of the flesh. When you become heavenly and give a life cancer, you're born again, you are born of the spirit. Nobody enters the kingdom of God or sees the kingdom of God without being born of the spirit. When you came on earth, you were born by your mother, flesh. When you make heaven, you are born of the spirit. And that's what we call born again. Immediately you are born of the spirit, many things happen about you. It might not show physically, but it happens to your spirit. You become a new creature. You are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Your citizenship, according to Philippians 3:20, becomes of heaven. Then Jesus gives you the power to live as children and as sons of God. And all these things happen supernaturally. Your birth into the kingdom is a supernatural birth. And your life in the kingdom must be a supernatural life. So being born again is supernatural. And do you know, when we became born again, number two thing in today about the supernatural, when we became born again, he gave us the supernatural life. And that life is called eternal life. Can we all recite John 3:16 together? Let's go. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." That word life in Greek is Zoe. Zoe. There are different kinds of life. There is life of a flesh and life of a spirit. Zoe means the God kind of life. Zoe means the divine life. So we are born again. Jesus give us what? The God kind of life. You are natural. You have the human nature. You have the human life. And then at the same time, you have the God kind of life. And there is this fight between the two. Whether to live by God's standard is the way, or live by the flesh, the bread in you. You are no longer ordinary. You have Zoe in you. That's why I will not really like to be using life and eternal life. I would like to use Zoe so that you remember that it is a God. Why do they call it eternal life? Because it's only God that is eternal. And the life it gives you is eternal. Eternal life does not start in heaven. It starts the day you were born again. 1 John 5, 11 to 13. 1 John 5, 11 to 13. And this is the testimony that God has given us Zoe, eternal life. And this life is in His Son, Jesus Christ. He who has the Son has Zoe. And he who does not have the Son does not have Zoe. How can an unbeliever compare himself to you when he has a natural life and you have the God kind of life? How can an unbeliever prevail against you when he has the natural life and you have the God kind of life? He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. Look at this. Everybody that does not have Zoe is not living. He is existing. Should I repeat myself? Everybody that does not have Zoe does not live. He is existing. He does not have life. He can be blown away at any time. And the same that anybody that has Zoe and is not connected to it and is not activating it, there is no difference between him and the person that does not have it. Remember, a person that went to school, that does not read, is not different from a person that did not go to school. They are both the same. Should I repeat myself? If you know how to read and you don't read, and the person that doesn't know how to read, what's the difference between the two? They are the same. The difference is that one has gone to waste his time. If you know you are not going to be reading, why do you go to school? A waste of time. When a person gives his life to Christ and he has the Zoe life of God and is not activating that life and living by it, he is wasting his faith. He is wasting the power of the Holy Spirit in his life. So being born again is supernatural. And he gives us his supernatural life. He calls Zoe divine life. The God kind of life. Some call it the God quality of life. Some call it the God nature of life. The Bible, English Bible, call it internal life. John 10:10 calls it what? Abundant life. All describing how it is. The life has a nature of God. That life cannot be killed, cannot be destroyed. It's eternal. And that life is in abundance. That is you. Hello? That is what you carry. That is what you are supposed to be addressed like. That is how people are supposed to see you. Even the people that have spiritual eye and see you like that, and they see you physically fidgeting, they harass you. Let situations, challenges, people around you know you are not ordinary. You carry Zoe. Can I hear the church say Zoe? Say that again, let me hear you. What does it mean? The God kind of life. We can sit down on that and analyze it in different ways. Concerning health. Concerning our work. Concerning what we do. Concerning our relationship. We carry the God kind of life. Number three. Supernaturally, He baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and changes the power dynamics in our life. Please, don't live short of what God has made you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When you give your life to Christ, don't let anybody deceive you. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in you. So if you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit in you. The life comes in measure. There is a measure of faith. There is a measure of operations. There is a measure of administration. There is a measure of move. You have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you in small measure as a seal of your salvation. But for you to move in power, God make a second provision for you and baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and with power. Why? On earth, if you can't rule in the midst of your enemies by power, you become ordinary. Even the unbelievers know. That's why they look for power everywhere, all around the place. I was shocked. My first promotional exam in my office, and people traveled. I thought people took leave to go and read. Then a colleague came to make me, was making fun that, Oga, did you see that everybody have this? I said, what is it? You be personal. You are supposed to understand now. The world understands that they need power to move ahead. And God understands that you need power. And He supernaturally gives you a supreme power. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. Anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. You were not baptized with the Holy Spirit to be doing shakele. The Holy Spirit baptism is not for speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is a sign of it. The Holy Spirit baptism is for power. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive power. Not speaking in tongues. But speaking in tongues is a confirmation that you have it. So if you live at the level of shekele, speaking in tongues, you have not got it there. You speak in tongues until the power comes. Because the essence of the Holy Spirit is power. Beyond speaking in tongues. Will come and extensively enjoy in the future. Because every kingdom has its language. You can't say you are an American and not speak English. You are an American ambassador and you are not speaking English. If you are of heaven, you must speak in every language. But that is not the message for today. We have our food in the kingdom. It's called the communion. We have our language. We have our economy. We have our embassy. We have our ambassadors. We are not of the earth. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are baptized with the Holy Spirit for power. So what you need to be is to be gentle physically, but aggressive and violent spiritually. But what people have done, Christians have turned it upside down. Me, I know they take that S letter word and F letter word. I know they take. If you do, I go show you now. Me, I know the person where you slap on one and I turn the other. You are deceiving yourself. We are not violent and aggressive physically. But when it comes to spiritual things, we are violent and aggressive. And when we are violent and aggressive spiritually, it affects everything in the physical. Because it's the spiritual that controls the physical. Hello, do you understand? So when they are walking against you, doing anything, just sit down there and laugh as if they put meat for your mouth and come after 3 days, they go meet them there. Just sit down like that. And when everybody leaves, or when they are doing that, you are blowing in tongues within you. You are blowing in tongues within you. And that's the advantage of a mask for you now. You go to the office, people are saying to you, you are a mask. You are blowing in tongues. Nobody knows what is happening. Are we here? 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not in words. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Enough of tyranny. We have talked. Let your words be back with power now. So we have been given this way of life. We have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. And we have been given the power to live the Christian life supernaturally. It takes the supernatural to live for God. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. I would like us to read this one after the other. One line after the other. Can we go? Are you ready? Okay, let's go. I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer a pause. So if you have given your life to Christ, you are crucified with Christ. Remember, there is a physical nature, there is a human nature, human life, and there is a Zoe life. Okay, the human life is crucified with Christ. It is no longer the human life that lives. It's no longer my nature, my flesh, my desire that I live. It is no longer I who live, but who? Let's continue. But Christ lives. Pause. Is Christ bitter? Is Christ unforgiving? Is Christ revengeful? Does Christ live in hatred? Does Christ gossip? Does he slander? Whenever any of those things and others are found in your life, it is not Christ living in you. That means the human flesh has taken over. And you can't live the Christian life apart from the indwelling Spirit of God living in and through you. So there is always this conflict. Is it my normal life or the life of God that will allow? What we see is what we have allowed. You can allow the Zoe kind of law to understand that everybody will see you and say there is something different. This is a child of God. So Christ wants to live through you. He knows you are flesh. By your power, you will fail. He knows you have made resolution this year. You have even forgotten the resolution. He knows you have even gone against your resolve for this year. That's why he said, crucify with Christ. It is no longer I who live. It is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and died for me. Two things. Let Christ live through you. Live in faith. Live through Christ in faith. Let Christ live through you by His Spirit. You live through Christ in faith, in application of the Word of God. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. Christ living in us. God has given us the supernatural enabling of the Holy Spirit to live the supernatural life, to live the Christian life. He knows we cannot do it by flesh, nor by our power. We can only do it by the Spirit. Though He gives us the Holy Spirit to live supernatural for Him. Look at this. Can we read together? Let's go. One, two, go. As His divine power has given us all things that pertains to life. The power of God has given us all things that pertains to this life on earth and godliness. When He gave you life, He gave you that as a total package. You need to search for it. You need to unveil it. You need to activate it. But look at it. Has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. What? True. Can I say true? Say it. True. True. True, Abby. Through the knowledge of Him who called us to glory. We can only partake of the divine life and the godliness He has given us through knowledge. If you don't know, you will struggle. If you don't know it, you will suffer. But His divine life has given us all things that pertain to life, that pertain to life and godliness. Let's search verse 4. By which He has given us exceedingly great and precious promises. He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. He gave us through some things our knowledge of Jesus Christ that has called us to glory and virtue. That's one. He gave us through exceedingly great promises that through those promises we may become partakers of divine nature. Listen, He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. It can only be accessed by knowledge of Christ and by knowledge of these exceeding promises. And living by that knowledge of Christ and knowledge of those promises. So, how do you live in good health? You look for the scriptures on earth. They are promises. You pick those words. You live by them. You speak them every day. It becomes your conscience. So if anything happens, even if the Bible is not there, you remember, by His stripes, I am healed. If you will obey me, none of the diseases that came upon the Egyptians shall come upon you, for I am the Lord that healed thee. He said he took them to the wilderness and none of them was weak. None was feeble. None was weak. You know those scriptures. Not that you start running for the scripture. It is in you. Because you live and partake of a divine nature by those precious promises. So you have the promises for your business. You have the promises for your prosperity. You have the promises for your work, for your health, for your deliverance. You have your promises for your victory. Who can now stop you? Apart from that, number five or so, he gives us supernatural power to overcome supernatural evil forces. Jesus knows that the world is a wicked world. In fact, 1 John says the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked ones. In fact, Jesus tasted it when the devil tempted him up and down. Jesus tasted it when the devil manipulated people to nail him to the cross and the devil thought he has won. So Jesus knows that it's a wicked world. And that's why he gives us supernatural powers over the supernatural evil forces of the earth. The supernatural is two ways. So there's a good supernatural and there is the evil supernatural. And that's why if there is evil supernatural that is holding the world under his hands and you live ordinary, you just become a victim for nothing. You must arise as a light that shines in the darkness to display the power of God in your life. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. I have given you authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He gave us supernatural power to overcome supernatural evil forces. 1 John 3:8. He that sins is of the devil, and for this purpose is the Son of Man manifested, that he might destroy all the work of the devil. That he might destroy all the work of the devil. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 5:4. He whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. So he gives us power to overcome the evil forces of this world. And we access that power by being born of God and operating in faith. In faith. Brethren, every provision for the supernatural has been made available for us. Every provision for the supernatural. Even in evangelism and missions, God makes supernatural power available for us to conclude evangelism of the world. Look at us. 7 billion people plus in the world. How many of us are Christians? 2 billion. 5 billion are there. Go to India. Go to, what do we call it? Arab countries. Go to China. Many people have not heard about Christ before. Many have not heard. How do we bring them to the kingdom? I'm not sure it's by these gentle things we are doing away one after the other. It is by power that will rule. That is why before he sent us out, John Matthew 28:18, he said, all powers in heaven and on earth have been given unto me. Go. It is based on that power that he has us to go. We can't do evangelism without the power of God. Brethren, if you look at the life of Jesus, Jesus modeled the supernatural life. If you want to know God's requirement for how we should live our life as Christians, just look at Jesus. Jesus is a model. And the life of Jesus was not ordinary. Jesus was not weak and feeble. Did you remember some words of Jesus? There was a time he finished teaching, they declared, what kind of teacher is this? He taught as a man with what? With authority. When he heard that Herod was looking for him, what did he say? He said, go and talk to that fox. Tell that fox, I'm here today. Maybe I should show you those scriptures so that you will know. Because some believe that Jesus is just You know, if you put water in Jesus' mouth, you come back after 1 week and you say, where is my water? You just open your his mouth like this and give you the water. It was much more than that. Can we check some scripture for you to understand? Matthew 7:29. He told them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Not as a scribe. Was it not the same Jesus that came and said, before Abraham was, I am? Was it not the same Jesus that came and said, what did he say? oh my God. I and the Father are one. John 10:30. Is it not the same Jesus, Matthew 23, that was saying, woe to this, woe to you, woe to you, scribe, woe to you, woe to this, what? The whole of Matthew 23. Speaking with power. Speaking with authority. Up and down. Can we check Luke 13? Luke 13:31-34. On that very day, some Pharisees came saying to him, get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you. And what did Jesus say? And he said to them, go. Let's read that together. And Jesus said, go and tell that fox. Go and tell that fox. Behold, I cast out demons and perfume cures today and tomorrow. And the third day, I'll be perfected. Jesus was not a timid, fearful power person. He was speaking with authority. Let me close by showing you some things. One of my favorite set of scriptures are scriptures that say, and Jesus walked through them. I love those scriptures. Can we check Luke 4:30? For you to know that Jesus was audacious, or is he audacious? If you are British, pick your own. If you are American, pick your own. Either Oday or Oda, pick your own. Let me have it in King James. King James, and turn it to move it to verse 29. We'll take 29 and 13. Look at it. And they rose up and thrust him out of a city. And they led him to where? The brow of a hill. So, let's say, look at this platform. This platform is elevated. So, they were pushing him. And they pushed him to the edge of a hill. Where, Abby? Whereon the city was built, to the edge of it. That they might cast him down headlong. He allowed them to push him to the edge of a place. And what did he do? Let's read now. But he passing through the midst of them went away. He allowed them to push him to the edge. And audaciously look at them and walk through them. And everything parted. Don't let anybody push you to your downfall. Walk through the midst of them. He said, rule you in the midst of your enemies. You have to audaciously walk through them. John 8:59, King James. John 8:59. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Can you interpret this scripture? But many people have had many interpretations of this. They went there to cast stone at him. Then Jesus hid and then went through them. It's only an African that understands this why better. A white man does not understand this. They wanted to cast stone at him. Then he hid and passed through them. Use your African mind. Interpret it.
He disappeared and passed through their midst. Is that not close to it? Think about it. And you are laughing. And he hide. Even the person writing it, that experience, he did not see him. But later, he just discovered, we have seen the guy at the other side of it though. You are supposed to be walking through the midst of the enemy and prevailing over them. Can I give you one more? Jesus is always walking through them, sir. John 18:16. No. Let's share John 10:39. Or is it 10:16? Okay. 10:39. Therefore, they sought again to take him. But he escaped. How does he keep escaping with soldiers all around? All these escapes are physical escapes, so walking through them, hiding himself, moving in the midst of them, audaciously. Listen to me. The devil does not have the original of anything. Anything that you see the devil doing, the original is in Christ. Are we here? Philip went to preach. After baptizing the Ethiopian eunuch, where did he find himself? He found himself in Azotus. How he got there, he didn't know. No, be today. We are of the lineage of the Elijahs that tuck in their clothes and run ahead of horses. We are the lineage of Elijah that said there will be no rain. And 3.5 years there is no rain. And he came back again and said, let there be rain. And there is rain. Audacity of faith. Audacity of belief in Christ. Audacity of operating in the supernatural. So this year, stop crying, stop weeping. Start by your powerful words based on the word of God living in the supernatural. So you go to your shop, get your shop tomorrow. You anoint the shop, you anoint the feet. You are going for an interview, you anoint your feet, you anoint your head, your feet, because wherever you touch is for possession. I anoint your head, because whatever, whoever sees you will favor you. Are you here? Are you here? You are not. We are not here to tell you stories this year. We are here to tell you the word of God and give you the opportunity to experiment it. I've said it. I said it in the first service. I will say it in the last this service also. Please, you have a shop. Determine by your words what will happen there. You have a consulting firm. You have a business. Determined by your words, what will happen there? It's not that you speak the word 5 minutes and then for 1 whole year inside, it's no. It's the word you speak consistently, permanently, you know, consistently. Speaking the word, 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 speaking the word. I did not start this business for it to occupy space. I started this business for customers to come. Therefore, I speak to the south. I speak to the north. I speak to the west. I speak to the east. Let customers come. In the name of Jesus. I will not be in debt. In the name, I will not be idle this year. In the name of Jesus. There will be high patronage for me. In the name of, from who say? From Metama? From Duse? I call you first. And you don't do that when people are awake. You do that before people wake up. And you call them first. And they come. Remember, you are living the supernatural life. And when God saw the whole earth, it was without form. Water was everywhere. He did not say, what will I do? What did he do? He started speaking. In the kingdom, we speak what we want to see, and they come to pass. We call those things that are not as if they are. And we do that consistently, persistently, until we see it come to pass. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Jesus spoke to the storm. I believe Daniel spoke to the lions. I believe the three women spoke to the fire. Speak the word of God. And let every situation around you come. Lift your right hand up and speak the word. Speak like a child to your situations. Speak the word. Speak the word. He has given you authority. He said, where the word of a king is, there is power, there is authority. You are a king after the likeness of Jesus Christ. Speak the word. Speak it. Speak it. Until the word come to pass, don't stop speaking it. Don't give up on the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Into your situation. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. And see it come to pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall not pass without it being fulfilled. Brethren, speak the word. Speak the word. There is a word for your situation. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. In the name of, can we pray that the supernatural life becomes natural and normal to us from this day, from today, from now. The supernatural life becomes normal and natural for us. And natural, normal and natural. It becomes normal and natural. The supernatural is normal and natural for me. From now and today, from today and henceforth, normal and supernatural. Supernatural becomes normal for me. We give you praise, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.